So thank you to the this morning's sponsor for breakfast, Yossi and Ronit Rosenfeld, in honor of the bas mitzvah of their daughter, Aviva Shoshana today. And anyone who wants to get sponsored, can reach out to me, Menachem Lumen or Ephraim Lindman. So let's discuss this morning, in the light of the big Achnas Sefer Torah we have with Richie and Suri Grossman. It's a big Yom Tif, that's why there was no Tachlin this morning. There's not going to be Tachlin later on either. So in light of that, I want to discuss this concept, whether or not there's such a mitzvah, Bizman Hazeh, of writing a Sefer Torah. So firstly, let's begin the pasuk with the source that one's supposed to write a Sefer Torah. The pasuk says in Parshas Vayelech, number one, V'ata kisru lachem es hashir azos. Now you're supposed to write for yourself a shira, which is a reference to the Sefer Torah. V'lamdes b'nei Yisrael, and to teach b'nei Yisrael, that b'nei Yisrael should be able to learn. Sima b'fiyem l'manti ali hashir azos l'ad b'nei Yisrael. So the mitzvah deraisa, it's counted among all the moni ha-mitzvahs to write a Sefer Torah and to learn from it. So the Rosh is a tremendous chiddush. And the Rosh writes to the end of number two, he says, Zehu b'doros harishonim. This concept of writing a Sefer Torah only applied in earlier generations, shayu kosvin Sefer Torah lom dinbo, that they actually would write a Sefer Torah and they would learn from the Sefer Torah. They take out the Sefer Torah and actually start learning inside, which we don't do. Aval ha'idna nowadays, shekosvin Sefer Torah manichanos ha'babati knesios. Nowadays, we write a Sefer Torah, we just leave it in the Aron, Likros bo barabim, to read it when it comes to Mondays and Thursdays and Shabbos. Mitzvah Aseh, so the new Mitzvah Aseh now, is Al Kol Ish Yisrael, Asher Yod HaMaseges L'Ksova, Chumshei Torah V'Mishnah V'Gemara Perushim L'Hagos Behen Huvanov. Nowadays, since we don't learn from the Sefer Torah, the only mitzvah we have, Bizman Hazeh, is writing Chumashim that we learn from, in Sfarim, in Gemaras, in Mishnayos, and Rishonim. This is the new mitzvah, Bizman Hazeh, of writing other Sfarim. And it sounds like from the Rosh, there is no longer a mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah. Ki a mitzvah, mitzvah ksivas ha-Torah, he lilmod ba, it's to learn from it. Ki dichsev, the pasuk we said it to start off with. Belomda es b'nei Yisrael sima b'fiyem. The whole tachlis of learning, of rather writing a Sefer Torah, is to learn from it. So nowadays, if we keep the Sefer Torah in the Aron, and nobody opens up a Sefer Torah to learn from, so there's no mitzvah anymore, the way we learn is through a Gemara. There's a story that someone once was raising money in Eretz Yisrael, and the donor would only give money if they were learning Tanakh. So they said in Eretz Yisrael, they don't really learn Tanakh. He says, no, the Rosh Yeshiva said they learn Tanakh. Here, trust me. He says, show me the guy who knows Tanakh. So I'm going to test him. So he brings over some Kola guy and asks him, you know, tell me about the story of whatever story in Tanakh is. He says, okay, the Gemara Yevamos Daf Samach Beis, and everything was based on the lens through the Gemaras that he's able to learn through Tanakh. So says the Rosh, Bizman Hazeh, we understand the Psukim, Aide Gemara, Va Perushim Yoda, Perush HaMitzvos. That's how we understand the Torah. Va Dinim Al Aburyam, and the clarity of the mitzvahs. And Lachain says the Rosh, Heim Heim HaSvarim She'adam Mitzuva L'Kosvam. This is the mitzvah Bizman Hazeh, to write Svarim. V'gam Lo L'Mochram, you shouldn't sell them either. So according to the Rosh, since the whole goal of writing a Sefer Torah is Lomda as B'nai Yisrael, to learn from it, and nobody learns from a Sefer Torah anymore, so there seems to be no mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah Bizman Hazeh, L'fi the Rosh. The Vilna Gaon. Oh, yeah, the Vilna Gaon. Again, that's in your learning, but in terms of the mitzvah of Ksiyas Sefer Torah, if you were to learn with one, but nowadays, he said, Bedoras Achronim, nobody writes, no one learns from a Sefer Torah directly. So Prisha just explains this a little further in the Rosh, number three, that Didafka B'yameim Shayu Lomdim Torah Shebal Peh, Shalom Neksav, they will learn Torah Shebal Peh through really not, there's no Sfarim back then. They had this oral tradition. They'd open up a Sefer Torah. I guess they'd have the different fancy calligraphy. Kilchasa, they'd darshan the coat Shalyud and the other coatum of the Shatney's gates. When there's an extra vav and there's a missing vav intentionally, they make drashas. And the trap, they will open up a Sefer Torah and darshan. Nowadays, now our hearts, our kochos have been weakened. The Gemara in Gittin says, "Eis lasas l'Hashem heferu torasecha v'kasu atalmud b'sefer." That we know there's an issa to write the Torah Shebal Peh on Ksav, but since we were forgetting the Torah Shebal Peh, so we put everything in Mishnayos and Gemara. Im Kain, very powerful line, "Lama lanu lizalzel v'kavod sefer Torah l'chinim." Why should we disgrace the honor of the Sefer Torah for no reason? Lil mo bitoch, to learn from it. Shlo l'tzorch, we don't know what's going on. We open up a Sefer Torah. Havai, we know how to pronounce the words correctly, let alone talk about the drushes. Now, we shouldn't feel that bad. We should feel bad, but not that bad. Those learning Daf Yomi recently came across a Tosfos that speaks about how the Amoraim did not know a lot of psukim. And there's a Gemara in Baba Kama that talks about, they asked the Shai, I forget who the Amora was. He says, why does it have a letter Tes in the second Luchos, but there is no letter Tes in the first Luchos? So he says, before you ask me why, first ask me if that's even true. I don't even know what the psukim of the Seres HaDibros are. So based on this, Tosfos points out, you see, that the Amoraim didn't know, not all the Amoraim knew Tanakh. So we shouldn't feel that bad, but we should feel somewhat bad, that we don't know. We open a Sefer Torah, it's meaningless to us, unfortunately. And therefore, it seems that there is no mitzvah bizman hazeh of writing a Sefer Torah. Now, that's all under the assumption that the whole purpose of writing a Sefer Torah is vilomda es b'nei Yisrael, to learn from it. But if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillin Mezuzos v'Sefer Torah, number 4, he writes that there's a mitzvah asei al kol ish v'ish m'Yisrael. We each have an obligation, lichtov sefer Torah le'atzmo, to write a sefer Torah. And look what he focuses on in the source. Shenemar v'ata kisvu lachem es ashira. Stop. He just says, write the sefer Torah. He doesn't say the continuation of v'lom des b'nei Yisrael. The focus for the Rambam is the ksiva. The ksiva is the mitzvah deraisa, which bizman hazeh, we have the ability to write a sefer Torah. Regardless whether or not we're going to be able to use it and learn from it, ksivas sefer Torah is a mitzvah deraisa. So I think Richard would be very happy if he learned this Rambam, that the ksiva biyotzei the mitzvah, even though none of us could learn it well, the mitzvah of ksiva alone would suffice.
But by the shliach or just by yourself?
So it's a very good question. This is what the post can discuss, that if you're capable on your own, so then you should write on your own. It's no different than a mo'el. A mo'el, if he's able to do the mitzvah, he should not appoint a shliach based on the Rush and the Ramah and others. One should not appoint a shliach if you're capable on your own. It could be an issue of mitzvah b'yosem b'shlucho, that concept. It could also be other concepts. I said, really, it's worse than that if you're capable of doing mila and ksiva sevator. Look at the Yadram, look at the Ramah in Hilchos Mila. But if a person isn't capable, so then you could appoint a shliach like any other mitzvah. Now, if Ridji saw this Shagas Aryeh, he might flip out. The Shagas Aryeh writes in number 5 the following. He's talking about, he quotes the Rush and the Beis Yosef and others, that nowadays there seems to be no mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah since we don't learn from it. But look what he writes in the middle, where the bold begins. I think you could exempt others from writing a Sefer Torah. Mi mitzvah ksiva Sefer Torah bizman hazeh, mishum, why? De'afilu bimei amaraim lo hayu bekin b'chaseres v'yeseros. During the times of the amaraim, they didn't know where they're supposed to be extra vavs or missing vavs. We lost that mesorah. I'll just bring the Gemara here that supports this, the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Lamed. Gemara is talking about in the bottom of Lamed Amud Aleph, where the center of the Sefer Torah is, the middle word and the middle letters. And the Gemara says the vav of the Gachon is the center letter of the entire Sefer Torah. So it comes along Rav Yosef. Now keep in mind Rav Yosef had a phenomenal memory. Phenomenal. He was known as Sinai, right? He had forgotten it over time when he got older and sick, but he had a phenomenal memory. And Be'oi Rav Yosef, Vav de Gachon Mehai Gisa or Mehai Gisa. So he wanted to know, was that center Vav, was it part of the first half or was it part of the second half? And the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Nisi Sefer Torah V'amninu. Take out a Sefer Torah and start counting. 1, 2, 3, and it'll be a long time, but you count it, you forget. What are you asking me these questions for? So does Rabbah not say that a person is supposed to take out a Sefer Torah and count them? So Rav Yosef says back, no. Amar le inhu b'kiei b'chaseros v'yeseros. The previous door, they knew all the letters. There were no problems of yeseros chaseros. They didn't have any missing letters. There were no valves that shouldn't have been there, or extra, you know, valves that were missing. They had everything. But anan lo b'kiyanin. We are not experts in the valves and yuds and whatnot, and therefore we don't know if we have the exact amount of letters. And opening up the Sefer Torah won't help. So that being the case, says the Shagas Aryeh, that since we're not Bekim anymore, in Chaseres v'Yeseres, all the way back from 1500 years ago, during the times of Amoraim, he writes, Harei Sefer Torah Shechaser O Yeser, a Sefer Torah that has missing a letter or an extra letter, Afila Osachas, it's puzzle. Imkein Ein Biyadenu Lekaim Mitzvazu. So even if you hold like the Rambam, that the nature of the mitzvah is Ksivas Sefer Torah? Well, you're not going to get exactly the way Moshe Rabbeinu had his Sefer Torah, because we lost the Masorah. So that's the question. So there's no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah of the Sefer Torah, Bizman Hazeh. That's what he writes.
Is he saying every Sefer Torah is really bad to apostles?
That's what he's saying, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but apostle legabe what? The question apostle doesn't mean you can still learn from it. You don't have the mitzvah of Sefer Torah deraisa, but doesn't mean you can't read from it on Shabbos and Monday and Thursday.
The Sefer Torah wasn't allowed to be written unless it was written out of another Sefer Torah. So don't we have the Masorah straight?
How it happened, we don't know. It's the same question about anything else where a Masorah somehow split. Whether it's Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin or Rashi Tefillin. How did that ever happen? We wore Tefillin every single day. That's, we discussed this earlier in the year. Anytime there's a machlokas, you always wonder how, if we did it every single day, how could there be debate? How could there be a nusach tefillah? We daven all the time tefillah, three times a day. And suddenly they have a nusach svard, nusach ashkenaz, svardim, whatever it is. How it happens, I don't know. But these things do happen. So, in the end of the day, we have no mitzvah deraisa of ksiva sefer Torah because we don't know every single letter that should be there. But then he writes, just to make us feel a little bit better, but not us, but I guess Richie. Mikol makom hadavar barur. It's still clear, says the Shagas Aryeh, di mikol makom midirabanan chayv lichtov sefer Torah bizman hazeh. There's at least a din dirabanan. Why? Because dim lo kein ha'isa Torah shemishtakeach miYisrael. We'd forget everything. So he ends up saying that it's a mitzvah of a din in Talmud Torah. Look what he says in the last two lines here. Kaven de ein anubakin bechaseros v'yaseros bizman hazeh nisbatel mitzvahs aseh zu mehai taima. There's no longer mitzvah deraisa of writing Sefer Torah. Vein lanu lechayv ela mishum mitzvahs Talmud Torah kedei shlo yishakech Torah miYisrael. The only reason of writing a Sefer Torah now is just to keep that tradition that we don't forget it, even though we're missing some letters. But then you would say, well, one should be enough. We need 15 for it. A chumash also. Yeah, chumash also could do the job. So, according to the Shagas Aryeh, there's definitely no mitzvah deraisa bizman hazeh, and at best, there's a mitzvah derabanan which you are challenging, which could be accomplished with one Sefer Torah or even a chumash, and therefore there is no mitzvah deraisa. So again, if you hold like the Rush, that the nature of the mitzvah of Sefer Torah is to learn from, well, we don't learn from Sefer Torah. And the nature of the mitzvah is to write one ksiva, but we don't have the proper ksiva. So it's still a wonderful thing, but there is no mitzvah deraisa, at least at this stage. Chassam Sofer asks an interesting question along these same lines. Number six, he asks, Maisha, someone was asking a question to him, my time alo mevarchin al mitzvah aseh shel ksiva sefer Torah, l'Rambam, and l'rov poskim, da'afilu bizman hazeh she'in askinin ela b'shas poskim, we only learn Gemaras, we don't learn out of a Torah anymore, mikol makom, mitzvah aseh lichtov sefer Torah, shek ksiva be'atma mitzvah aseh. The Rambam holds that the nature of the mitzvah is to write it. Apa pishe no tzarech lilmor mitochol, even though we don't learn from it, not like the Rush. So why is there no bracha? There's not going to be a bracha today at all. Why is there no bracha? So he said, I understand for the Rush, because the Rush says the Indian is to learn from it. And we don't learn from it anymore. But what about for the Rambam? The ksiva itself is a mitzvah aseh deraisa. So why is there no bracha on ksiva sefer Torah? So he says in the next page as follows. He says that he quotes the Shem, I'm not sure he quotes the Shagas Aryeh, but he goes along the same lines. He writes at the end of number six, Aval fianias daiti, ein kushe zu tzricha lifnim. This doesn't require much explanation. Ki'ilu haya chazal bikin b'chaseros v'yaseros. Had chazal been experts in which vavs should be there, which vavs shouldn't be there? So then echanami misaknin bracha l'sefer Torah. There would have been a bracha on Sefer Torah. Avayan Shem Atman lo hayu bikin, as the Gemara in Kedushin says, therefore there is no bracha. So again, this Gemara in Kedushin Daf Lamed is really haunting us. That's why we've lost the Masorah and there's no mitzvahs aseh deraisa of Sefer Torah, and that also explains why there's no bracha when writing a Sefer Torah.
What was that Gemara in Kedushin Lamed again?
I'll explain afterward. I said before, afterwards, I'll go through if you want. So the now the question becomes, is there any way to explain? Yeah.
If it takes months to write a Sefer Torah, to make a bracha in the beginning.
So the Gemara Menachos says you always write at the end when you're Gemiras HaMitzvah. That's the Gemara says. When it comes to Tzitzis, when it comes to Sukkah, if it's going to be something that you're going to finish your process sooner, then you could say it in the beginning of that process. But once it's over a period of time.
Does he bring a Rai also from Sphira?
Does he bring a.
The second paragraph there, he talks about that. He brings that question up and he says, by Sphira, you see that. Even though it takes a long time, we have such a...
Days,
I assume he quotes the Gemara Menachah, so you say it at the end. I don't remember this. What did you say?
Ma'akka is also towards the end of the bracha.
When you the last hammer blow, Ma'akka of Hadash. Okay. So now let's try to figure out if Richie's going to be fulfilling a mitzvah deraisa at all, according to any of the achronim. That's the question we're trying to figure out. So let's understand for a second what's the reason. I'm going to skip the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef, I'll just tell you what he says outside, that he understands the Rush's opinion. Now, the Rush doesn't mean that the Gemaras and Shas Poskim are supposed to replace the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. He holds that they're both mitzvahs. That in addition to the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, there is also mitzvah to buy and to write all these Svarim that we have. They're both mitzvahs. That's the opinion of the Beis Yosef. So now let's understand for a moment the idea of missing letters in a Sefer Torah. Why is that so crucial? The missing Vavs, the extra Vavs. So Ramban famously writes in Zakdama to Sefer Bereishis number 8, that Kol HaTorah Kula Shmosav Sher Kadosh Baruch Hu. As we know, the entire Torah is a name of Hashem. Sheatevos mischalakos l'shemos binyan echad. The words are divided in different ways, can create different names of Hashem. So for example, he says, Kipasik Bereishis Yischalik, you could break it up in another way, l'tevos acheros, to other words, kigon Berosh Yisbora Elokim. So you could break it up that way. And the whole Torah Kain Milvad Terufim Vigamachios Shel Shemos. And the whole Torah can be broken up in different ways. And they can be, the Gamachios are names of Hashem. I'll go off on a little bit of a tangent for a second. Just in light of this idea, there's a well-known gra explaining the last 8 psukim of the Torah. The Gemara says in Balbasa Menachos, Daf Lamed Menachos, and I think Balbasa Daf Ches maybe, that the Machlokas, who wrote the last 8 psukim? Was it Moshe Benu or was it Yehoshua Benun? And one opinion says, well, how could it be Yeshua if the Torah says it's complete? So then Moshe Rabbeinu must have written the last 8 psukim also. But on the other hand, it says Vayamas Moshe, and Moshe died. So how could Moshe write his own death? That would be not true. So he says, it's a vishaka to do such a thing. So the Gemara says he wrote it bedema. He wrote it with his tears. Literally, he took his tears out and wrote Vayamas Moshe. And the last 8 psukim he did that way. And that's what the Pashup shot of the Gemara is. But the Gemara is famous, it's also the Chassam Sofer says this as well, that bedema doesn't mean bedema, means bedema. Bedimua means a mixture. What does this mean? And based on the Gemara in Megillah, he connects this as well too, about whether the Torah is written Megillah Ninda, or Chasuma, which means what? Megillah, Gemara says, that every story unfolded, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote that perek. And that perek, each time he wrote the, as each story unfolded, and chasuma means that the closure, at only like 3 big events, he like summarized what happened the past 15 years, or whatever it was. Machlok is when those chasumas took place. So was it every event, Megillah, or chasuma, large chunks, he wrote it. So the Gra says they're both true. How are they both true? So Moshe Rabbeinu was given the entire Sefer Torah. Now, he didn't know what the Sefer Torah was going to be about, but it was all given as one long word with no spaces. One long word. And as the stories unfold, so that was a chasuma. He was given it all, everything was complete. The Megillah was when he saw the story unfold, he went back and now decoded. Oh, that must be Vayomer. Let's separate these letters, and that's the Vayomer Hashem, El Moshe, Leimor. And he's able to now decode by putting the proper spaces in. That's the chasuma, and the Megillah. So that's what he says when Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Bidema, Bidimua, mixture, he wrote his last 8 psukim. He wrote his own death, not knowing what was going to be, as one long word without spaces. And then Yeshua came in and fixed where the spaces should go. Eilu ve'elu, divrei Elokim Chaim. That's the chiddush of the Gra and the Chassam Sofer. So that's what the Ramban saying here. The entire Torah could be broken up in different spaces with different Shemos of Hashem. And because they're all Shemos of Hashem with the Tzerufim, with the breaks and the combinations and the Gematrias, says the Ramban, Mipneze, for this reason, Sefer Torah shetabo be'os achas b'malei o b'chaser pasul. Even if it changes, doesn't change any meaning. If there's an extra vav, an extra yud, whatever it might be, or it's missing a letter, even though it doesn't change the name at all, the word, the definition, it's pasul. Ki zeh ha'inyan yichayiv osan lifsol Sefer Torah sheyachse b'vav echa milos osam shebo mehem lamates mleim b'tar. Fine. So this is the din of the Ramban. That's why it's pasul without any missing or extra letters. So right now we haven't found the explanation for Richie to perform a mitzvah deraisa is manazeh, but hopefully the Minchas Chinuch will help us. Minchas Chinuch writes number 9. Kvar heyer bazeh B'sefer Shagas Ari B'simen Lamed Vav. The Shagas Ari already tried being liftor mi mitzvah zu bizman hazeh, to exempt us all from the mitzvah bizman hazeh of Sefer Torah. Mitam, for the reason, de'ein anu bekim b'chaseres v'yaseres. We don't know which letters extra vavs and missing vavs. Akarchach b'tfilin, barbar parashios bekin anu. But when it comes to tefillin, those dal parashios, we definitely are experts. Dim lav hachi, mitzvah tefillin rofefes. If we weren't experts in the parashios tefillin, that means tefillin is going to be a very weak mitzvah in our hands. Akarchach kevin du mitzvah timida, since it's a mitzvah we perform every single day, so we didn't forget about it. So then he says, but the problem is, mikol makom kasha, kevin dezeh gamkein mitzvah ase, v'heach lo nitnu lach libam shlo lishkach. Sefer Torah is also a mitzvah deraisa, like tefillin is. How could it be that we forgot the Sefer Torah? What happened? What changed? This is your question. What changed from the Tanaim to the Amoraim? That they forgot the Amoraim, but the Tanaim didn't forget? This was something we've kept for hundreds and thousands of years. So it says the Minchas Chinuch, going to the next page, as follows. He says that there are two types of chaseros and yeseros. There are some types that are going to change the meaning of the word, and there are other types that won't change the meaning of the word. And he says as follows. Those that change the meaning of the word, we know. That was never lost. That was always part of the Masorah. If the Vav, the Yud, or whatever letter you're talking about will change a definition, an Ayin or an Aleph or a Hey, or whatever the case might be, if it changes the word, that we still have such a tradition. We never lost that tradition of a meaningful extra letter or missing letter. What we may have lost is those letters which don't change any meaning. Let's say the word sukkos, spelled with a vav or without a vav. Or totafos, with a vav or without a vav. Or mezuzos, with a vav or without a vav. All those cases which does not change the definition of the word. Now, there are drushas that are made from them, but at least the simple understanding of those words are not being changed. So that may have been forgotten, but that's not going to change the Sefer Torah. And he ends up concluding, and therefore he thinks, Bizman Hazeh, we still have a mitzvah deraisa of Ksiva Sefer Torah, even though that Gemara in Kedushin says, we're no longer bekiyin in Yeseros v'chaseros, but since it doesn't change the meaning of the words, it's still the kim of mitzvah ase deraisa of Ksivas Sefer Torah. That's the chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch. So again, we have the Rambam holds the whole mitzvah is to learn from the Sefer Torah. Since nobody learns from the Sefer Torah, there is no mitzvah bezman hazeh of writing a Sefer Torah for the Rush. For the Rambam who holds the mitzvah is a ksiva, so now we're missing some of the letters. We don't know all the letters, so now there's a machlokus within the shita of the Rambam. Can we fulfill that mitzvah bezman hazeh or not? Shah Gezari says we can't. We're missing the letters. The names of Hashem throughout the Torah, we're missing a letter. That means there's a chisaron in Hashem's name. But according to the Shagas, according to the Minchas Chinuch, he says, no, as long as it doesn't change the meaning, it still is considered a kim of mitzvah aseh deraisa, of ksivas sefer Torah. Now let's go through a different question.
It doesn't make any sense. Because even the reason that the letters might not change the meaning of the word, but it's missing one letter of Shem Hashem.
So the Minchas Chinuch wasn't bothered by that aspect of the Ramban. That's the Ramban's chiddush, which again, it's a tremendous chiddush, and it's true. But in terms of fulfilling the mitzvah, the rites of Ksiva Sefer Torah, the point was not to replicate Hashem's name. The point was to have a Sefer Torah that had meaning to it. That's his understanding. Yeah.
That's where the end of the pasuk comes in.
Yeah. Talmud Torah.
Exactly, the understanding aspect, right.
I'm going to have to rush a little bit, but...
Right, not that you have to actually physically learn from, but it's something you can learn from and maintain that same Masorah of understanding. Now let's go through a number of nafkaminas between the different shitas, whether the mitzvah of Sefer Torah is a mitzvah din in ksiva, or it's a din in the limud of learning. So, yeah?
According to the Minchas Chinuch, you make a nafkamina of the Gavi Psul. In other words, as long as it's... according to him, he's saying, as long as the letters...
If we have a certain tradition, so then if the Vav is missing that every other Sefer Torah has, then you probably should put that Vav back in. But since overall, in terms of the key, if we all have that missing Vav, no Sefer Torah is different, then... we don't know if it's missing or not, but he still thinks, even though, let's say we could somehow figure out in 100 years that it's missing, you still fulfilled your Sefer Torah, the mitzvah, the rites of Sefer Torah, since that's what we have nowadays. But again, if there's a vav that's missing and it doesn't change the meaning, I think he would still say it would be possible Sefer Torah. It's only that that the vavs that everybody has are missing. So Turi Evan has this chiddush, not really chiddush, really the Sfas Emes is chiddush. Turi Evan writes in Megillah Daf Ches Amud Beis. Where there's talking about those who are learning the in the morning chabur. We did this just Thursday. But Turi Evan says, look at the end of number 10. The chal adam chayiv lichtov sefer Torah liatzmo. Everybody has a mitzvah to write a sefer Torah for themselves. And ein nichteves ela b'lashon kodesh. The only way you're yotze if you use Hebrew, you write it in Hebrew. The davar baruch, it's such a clear din. The ein yotzin yidei chovas mitzvahs ksiva sefer Torah el b'ksuva dafka b'lashon kodesh. You only yotze by writing in lashon kodesh, which makes a lot of sense. Now, for some reason, the Sfas Emes had a problem with this. The Sfas Emes writes there in the same Gemara Megillah Daf Ches. He quotes the sefer Torah Evan number 11. Kasev de lakai mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah pshita de dafka b'lashon kodesh ve'eino yodeya minayin lo, he asks. Sfas Emes is bothered. Where in the world did the Torah Evan get this from? Is there a source that says this? The pasuk says, kisu lachem v'lamda. There's no mention of any lashon, any language there. So where does he get this from? So what's the machlokus between the Sfas Emes and the Torah Evan? Keep in mind, who authored the Torah Evan? Shagazari. So what's the machlokas whether or not Ksiva Sefer Torah has to be Dafkan Lashon Kodesh or Bechol Lashon? Yes, same exact idea. Shargis Arya Lashitaso. Shargis Arya holds that the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is a din in Ksiva. So din in Ksiva, Dafkan Lashon Kodesh is going to work because that's the Ksiva we received from Moshe Rabbeinu. And he's also the same opinion who holds if it's missing a letter to Chisaron in the Ksiva, it's going to be psul in the ksiva. So this is the Shagas Aryeh Lashitaso, it's all did in the ksiva. Sfas Emes understood that the whole point, the whole tachlis of the ksiva sefer Torah was to learn from it. So the ksiva wasn't so important. Just like the Rosh said you could write Shas and Poskim and Mekai in the mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah, so too, writing an English art scroll would also be sufficient to fulfill the mitzvah of ksivas sefer Torah, because again the pasuk says v'lomdes b'nei Yisrael, that they should learn from. So in any way you can learn, whether it's in lashon kodesh, b'chol lashon, or even gemara shas poskim, that's going to qualify for the mitzvah as well.
Doesn't Shai Zari ended up saying that he holds that the mitzvah is the rabbanan because of the limud? So when he's saying the chol adam chayiv lichtov sefer Torah asman, yes, he's talking in the rabbanan. Because that's where he ended up.
No, correct, because he holds the deraisa, so he was only ksiva. He would agree that this derabanan, you get a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But in terms of the mitzvah deraisa of ksiva sefer Torah,
but
that
he's
you
talking.
Don't get.
But he's saying the chal adam chayev lichtov sefer Torah. So in other words, that's his psak of that you have to, that one has to write it. So then, but his psak is saying only derabanan that person has to write it.
No, he says no. Midaraisa, everybody has to write one. Practically speaking, since we're missing, it's only nowadays we can't fulfill that. Then it becomes a derabanan. But there's certainly everyone agrees on the deraisa level. There's a chiv. We just can't fulfill it. Okay, let's move now to number 14. Let's jump to number 14 now. I meant to bold number 14, but we'll read through it together. It's a decent sized pesach tshuva, but it's a very easy read here. Pesachet Shuvah writes, this is in Chelik Yardaya, Simon Reish Ayin. He says, L'chtov lo Sefer Torah, the Shulchan Aruch says, there's a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah, Ayin b'Sefer Torah Tzchaim, b'Sanhedrin, daf chafalaf, shekosef. V'nir di yochid ha-kosev Sefer Torah le'asma. An individual writes a Sefer Torah for himself. V'nos no le'beis knesses, he dedicates it, gives it to the shul, likros babit tzibor, that they should be able to use it. U'makdisha, and he sanctifies it, and he gives it, it's all yours. He's giving it entirely for the shul. He relinquishes all his ownership to it. Lav shapir ovid. This is not a good thing to do, says the Torah Chaim. Why? Dechaven shemakdisha, since he had given it and sanctified it for the shul's use, harei hishal hektish. It's now owned by the shul. Velav shelohu. It's no longer the one who wrote it. It's not his anymore. Ve'enu yotze ba'yidei chavasa. And he has not fulfilled his obligation since he doesn't own it. So that's such a strange thing. Could he give it away, give a wonderful thing, he loses the mitzvah? So look what he says further. Don't tell me through writing alone is the way you get the mitzvah. So the guy wrote it. And even though he gave it away, he should get the mitzvah. No, it's not about ksiva. No, that's not true. How does he know? The yochid shekasev sefer Torah le'atzmo. An individual who writes a sefer Torah for himself, he loses it. Does the guy get the mitzvah or does he not get the mitzvah? He loses it. Pshita shetarach lichtov lo sefer Torah cheres. You need to write another sefer Torah. The guy spent a year writing a sefer Torah and he loses it. You've lost your mitzvah, you need to write another one. V'lachay nirash she'ein lahakdish sefer Torah ela imkein kosev la'atzma cheres. Meaning the Torah Chaim assumes the purpose of the sefer Torah is for what? To learn from. So only when you own it and have the ability to learn from it have you fulfilled that mitzvah. The moment you lose it and you can no longer alumda, you can't learn from it. The moment you give it to the Beis Knesset and you no longer have the rights to use it anymore at your free will, you've lost the mitzvah because the whole point of Ksivas Sefer Torah is to learn from it. That's all the Shita of the Torah Chaim, yes.
What if you lend it to the shul? I think that's what they
So that's the next one, very good. That's what the next time, very good. So now he says, Ayin, go down a line, Ayin B'Sefer B'nei Yonah, Me'agon Rabbeinu Yonah, Lan the Sofer, Shecholak Alav. He argues in the Torah Chaim. And he holds, De'im Nevda Mimenu, if you lose it, V'himetsuya Be'ez HaMakom, it's somewhere, wherever it might be, Sheyotzen Yidei Mitzvah, you still fulfill your mitzvahs, V'ata Kisvu Lachem. It's a din in Ksiva. So if you wrote a Sefer Torah, even though it got lost, you did the Ksiva. What happens to it? You want to take care of the kavod of the Sefer Torah, but if you did the Ksiva, you fulfilled your mitzvah. V'afilu im nikra o nitzvah, Rachman Letzlan. If it gets torn or burnt, Karav HaDavar Yishiyotzi Yidei Mitzvah Sasha Ksiva. So therefore, you get the mitzvah of a mikol shekeini mikdisho, and certainly if you sanctify it for the shul's use, the yatza, the mistamalo hikdisha el shetei miyuchadesh lekriyas tzibur. So you're right. So the best way, so according to this opinion, you can give it away. You can give it to the shul and still be yotzei the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah. So this is the machlokas here. Machlokas whether you should give it to the shul or not give it to the shul depends on the nature of ksivas sefer Torah. If the goal is that you're supposed to write it to learn from, so then you shouldn't give it to the shul. If the point is just to write it, so then you could do whatever you want. You could give it to the shul or not give it to the shul, but you'll still get your chiv, the ksiva. Now you end up saying, l'chachila, a person should not give it away. And the only thing that a person really should do is lend it to the shul and their documents. A person, I advise anyone who does this to keep documents because you never know what happens years later. You know, you have some good lawyers here, they'll tell you what happens. They get into a fight, you have no documents.
That's why they do this now.
Yeah, for sure. It still happens now. People want to get their Sefer Torah back, they're moving, they're going somewhere else. The shul says it's ours, we own it. Make sure everything's written in documents to ensure that you have the rights to it. And not only do you not lose the mitzvah, but also you have your Sefer Torah to take with you if you ever need to go. Okay, let's go do another nafkamina. We still have 10 minutes. This other nafkamina is going to be very appropriate for anyone who's planning to go to Richie's house now and to fill in one of the letters. So the Gemara Menachos tells us, Daf Lamed number 15 here, Amar Rav Sheshes, Im hegya afilo os achas, mala alav kilu kasro. If you fix even just one letter, it's as if you wrote the entire Sefer Torah. Now the explanation, of course, is because without that fix, it's Apostle Sefer Torah. So now you've machshir, you've created a kosher Sefer Torah. So what's the explanation? Why is this true? By me fixing a letter. So what's going on here? So Rambam writes in number 16. This is the same halach we mentioned before, that the mitzvah is lichtov Sefer Torah le'atzmo, to write a Sefer Torah for yourself. And the very last line he writes, v'chol hamagya Sefer Torah, v'afilu osachas harehu ki'ilu kasvakulam. Very plain Rambam, doesn't seem like a chiddush at all. By fixing it, you've made it a kosher Sefer Torah. You fulfilled a Maisa Ksiva.
Can you scratch it off and draw it back?
I imagine not. I don't think you'd apostle Sefer Torah l'chachila. So look what the Rush writes. The Rush now, this is of Asher Weiss's Ha'ara. If you look at the way the Rush presents this din, he kind of couched it in a very different way than the Rambam. So number 17, this is that same Rush we quoted before, but this is an earlier piece within it. He writes, Im hagya bo asa osachas mala lava kasav kilu kasro. He quotes that Gemara. What's the reason? The fi shahaya etel harishon beiser shesha beveso sefer shenomoga. Because the guy left a sefer Torah in his house that wasn't fixed. Ve shahagya, the guy fixed it, vechshiro likrosbo kilu kasro. Because there's a Gemara that says in Ksubis that sefer Torah shenomoga, a sefer Torah that's not fixed. You could hold on to Sefer Torah, Apostle Sefer Torah for 30 days. Mikan ve'elech aser l'shoso. But you can't leave it there for more than 30 days. It's an iser, and he quotes the pasuk, Al tishkon be'olecha avla. You don't want a Apostle Sefer Torah in your possession. It's very similar to a din of having a treif cooked up pot or pan in your house, you shouldn't leave it in your house for too long. You're supposed to kash it sooner than later. So what's the reason why fixing it? It's kilu kasvo. The Rush doesn't say because you're being makayim a mitzvah deraisa of siva sefer Torah. It's because you're preventing the isser of holding on to apostle sefer Torah. You're avoiding the isser of shehiyah. That's what he's saying. So says the Rush Weiss. That's the Rush l'shitaso. Because the Rush holds that the nature of Ksivas Sefer Torah is to learn from it. So whether it has the Vav or doesn't have the Vav, it's not going to change the learning from it. It's not going to change the meaning of it. I know what it says. I can still learn from the Sefer Torah. So it's not, fixing it won't be fulfilling the mitzvah. The only inyan of fixing it is that it's going to avoid the Isser of Shehiyah. But according to the Rambam, who holds the mitzvah as a Ksiva, so you need a Kasher Ksiva. We don't care about learning from it or not learning from it. We care about whether there's a Kasher Ksiva. So then the Rambam makes sense. When I fix a letter, now it's a kasher ksiva, and I fulfilled my mitzvah, the raisa of ksivas sefer Torah. And therefore, all of us who plan to go to Richie's house later on, and just to fill in one of those letters, even though the sofer is not going to let you fill it on your own, you're probably going to hold the back of the pen, and he'll be do most of it. You'll barely get any grip on it. That's still somebody you'd be masayeya bedavar, with the concept being masayeya b'mitzvah is a big inyan, so you have some level of ki'ilu kasva kula.
But shouldn't that only be if you're fixing the last letter?
No, I would imagine each part in the mitzvah would work as well. The Gemara in Makos talks about that when Moshe was separating the Ari Miklat, so there were a total of six of them, so the three on Eva Yarden, and the other three didn't work. He wasn't involved with it.
But he said he's only starting the mitzvah.
But so the Gemara says he was attributed with the completion of the mitzvah, even though he never completed it. So from there we learn that the inyan of starting a mitzvah always has a chalik in the Gemara Mitzvah.
Even though the Araisa in Hilchos Shabbos, when it comes to writing, you don't, if you use two people, you don't get it.
It's a Shnayim Shaso, but that's only when it's normally done that way. You can't do it otherwise. The meaning, right. If it's for this case, it's not, there's no Indian like that. I hear what you're saying, but I would imagine, maybe I'm wrong, I would imagine that each letter that's added, as long as in the total, it's a Kasher Sefer Torah, and you helped make it a kosher sefer Torah, I would imagine you have this din
and
of kilu.
It also sounds more like we're talking about fixing a sefer Torah that was already, as opposed
Kavach to Kavachomer writing one, I would imagine.
But you were on your way. It's not Shia. It's not a puzzle sefer Torah. It's not a sefer Torah.
No, for the,
it's never a sefer Torah.
Right, no, for the Rush, fine. The Rush is only a Shia. For him, there's no mitzvah at all of fixing a letter. But for the Rambam, that each letter that you fix is a ksiva, so I would imagine even every letter that you write in the first place is part of the ksiva. He thinks only the final letter, the Makkah Patish, only that is the Gemira Sefer Torah, nothing else. I would argue that each stage in the mitzvah of writing it that helps create a Kasher Sefer Torah should be.
But it's only the Rambam, the Rush, who's
correct.
Talking about my.
Right, the Rush thinks even.
To fix it.
He doesn't think it's a mitzvah ever. There's never a mitzvah for him. It's only about the learning. There's never a ksiva for him. That's the whole point. So fixing is not a mitzvah. The fixing is just avoiding the isser of shehiyah.
And so what we're doing at Richie's house would be meaningless, according to the Rush.
I wouldn't say meaningless, but you...
Don't go so high.
It's anyway not our sefer Torah. You're going to, so it's his sefer Torah, not ours.
That is true. That's also an interesting point.
You're not going to be the one learning it anyway.
That's also a good point.
And Ksivas Osachas, it has nothing to do with mitzvahs Ksivas right. Sefer Torah. It has to do with preventing shehiyah. So,
right. So again, so for the Rambam, still it's a kilu. You're not getting the full mitzvah like Richie is, but you're still getting some part. It's misayeb mitzvah like anything else. No different than let's say puruvu, where the woman's not chayav in the mitzvah, but since the Ram says she's misayeb davar, she has some element of involvement in the mitzvah. Or other by birkas kohanim, the Sefer Charedim writes that the Bnei Yisrael, there's a mitzvah for us to be misparich, that we should get a bracha. So some explain, well, the mitzvah is on the Kohen to give a bracha, not for us to receive a bracha. So some Achronim explain that since we're mishayeb davar, we are helping the Kohanim give the bracha, that's part of the mitzvah, that itself is a mitzvah. So there's a concept throughout Shas of mishayeb davar, by mitzvahs and by averos. So it's something. I wouldn't discourage anyone from going there.
But we still have Rambam. You're saying even according to the Rush, by helping...
Right, I think even the Rush...
...fulfill the mitzvah of learning...
Right. Yeah. I think
what,
so. Corn.
What about a sofer writing one letter? Does that help him when he mamashes the whole thing?
For anyone who...
One who can write it themselves.
won't write it himself. He should ideally write the Sefer Torah for himself.
Writing a letter, does that help for a sofer to just do one letter at somebody's thing?
Or? Sure, yeah. Any time from this court, any time you fix a letter, whether you're an expert or not an expert, you're being Messiah in the completion of the mitzvah. So therefore,
like first meal, it's not as good. Right. You're a buck yourself.
No, if he's able to, then he shouldn't hire someone else to write his own Sefer Torah. But for him to help some other guy Sefer Torah, that would be fine.
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Is that a one-time mitzvah, or if I buy, I don't know, if I'm getting a second Sefer Torah, it's an other mitzvah?
Great question. I would imagine, I didn't say this, but I would imagine each new Sefer Torah that you write would get an additional mitzvah, I think.
So right. It's like, it sounds like one.
Yeah, it's a good question. I'm not sure. It's a good question. I don't know. It's. I mean, once you get. You only get a.
It's also part of the hakira.
Right.
If you hold it to learn, so you have another sefer you can learn from.
But it's not necessary. You don't need to have one. One's enough to learn from. One's enough to learn from.
I want to keep in shul. I want to keep it home.
Right. I hear. Okay. How much? I hear. Okay. All right. You have a question?
Rav Shurbach Mechadish in Chumas van Hagos, that there are three mitzvos that a person has to have on his own. He has to do them, and it's his thing. One is Arba Minim, obviously, because of Pasuk. One is a Sefer Torah, and one is his own matzah son at the Seder.
Right, that's the...
All based on Sukkim.
Right, well, that matzah one is based on the Sfas Emes and Sukkah. It says Lachem, Lachem.
He brings Sfas Emes.
Yeah. Right. Okay, we'll stop here. So, mazel tov to the Grossmans. Everyone take advantage of the mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah today.